It's time for the Dr. Tan G Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tan G. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tan G, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tan G, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tan G.
Hey, Tanji, are you there?
Hello, welcome to Tanji. Yes, I'm here. I am doing our introduction and letting everyone know that this is a show that was designed with you in mind. It is a show that was founded on kingdom principles. It is purpose is to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And it's a show that I get to do every week with my co-host Niles and KJ. KJ is absent today, but hey, we got our Niles. Hey, Niles.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. Can hear you.
There was a lot of glitches. You were frozen and stuff, but we could hear you. So as long as we can hear you, that's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah. All right,
very good. I'm flailing my arms. You see?
That's why I in the beginning, because I wasn't sure, you know, everything was all good.
Absolutely. No worries. This show has been for the last 9 weeks discussing a topic that is really near and dear to my heart, to all of our hearts. And the principle of the show is all things God's kingdom and our role in that kingdom. We will cover world events. And then at the bottom of the hour, Niles and I will have a round table discussion like we did last week, so that we can make certain that you understand how important it is to move from where you are, seriously, okay, to where you're supposed to be. And before we get to all of that goodness, I want to continue in the same vein that we had been discussing, the kingdom of God, our citizenship in that kingdom, and how we are to serve people with our gifts. All right, so let's get started. Now, there's a lifestyle shift that takes place when you accept the kingdom of God in your life. There's a lifestyle shift. And I want to bring on four things that I honestly believe that will help propel you in this lifestyle shift and bring a lot of benefit to your life. The first thing I want to say is accept the truth. I want you to accept this truth. We own nothing, absolutely nothing. When you have that mindset, for me, that helped me understand that I can't say that, well, this is my business or this is my house. No, because I've committed my life to him. Everything about me is his. My life, my marriage, my businesses, my family, everything. Two, I want you to expect to be great. And I'm not just saying that because it sounds good, but as a citizen of the kingdom of God, and you've accepted that as truth, and you're living out that creed, you can't afford to be mediocre. Now, what does that mean? Doesn't mean that you go around thinking, hey, I'm better than you because of this or because of that. No, the greater you are, the more you serve. I'll say that again. The greater you are, the more you serve. I tell people all the time that Dr. Tanji this and Dr. Tanji that. I said, listen, that title, the only thing it means to me, and this is the honest truth, is that it allows me to do some things that ordinarily little Tanji from Mississippi couldn't do. I respect that title, but I'm not the title, okay? I don't serve with the title. I serve with my being. Number three, remember, we are to adopt the principles of servant leadership. Now, what does servant leadership mean? It sounds like an oxymoron, right? When you're thinking of servant leadership, it means all of your gifts, whether you have the gift of operating astutely in a business, or you have the gift of doing hair, or whatever that gift is, that's how you serve people. All right, please don't forget that. That's really, really important. All right, the next thing that I really want you to kind of hone in on, you've accepted the truth, you're operating, okay, in your purpose. I want you, as a child of the Most High God, I want you to know that you have power. Yep, you do. You're not weak. By no stretch of the imagination are you weak. You have sovereignty, and you are to live a life that's victorious. Absolutely, you are. You're to live a life that is exemplary of who He is and who you are in Him. Those are four things that I really want you to hone in on, all right? And if you didn't know, I'm broadcasting from beautiful Castries. Gross Islet, St. Lucia. We'll get into that a little later at the bottom of the hour. Now I want to hear from Niles with what we've spoken of, right? Mm-hmm. That power that you have, the serving in your gifts, which is the leadership, the servant leader that you are. I want to hear what your perspectives are, Niles. Take it away.
Well, you mentioned the word mediocrity, and I guess one could argue if you are operating from a place of mediocrity, have you really discovered your gift, or have you even really tapped into your gift? Because once you tap into your gift and you own it, and you own that it came from God, so therefore you act ferociously in it. Once you get to that point, you start to move differently, think differently, walk differently, and talk differently. So, of course, we have to get away from mediocrity, you know, and in order to get to that level of excellence mm-hmm. and greatness, mm-hmm. that's when you really have to tap into who am I? Who am I in the kingdom, and who is God? And once you start to answer those basic questions, then things will be revealed to you. Then your gift will start working for you, you know, instead of just, you know, sitting in front of you and you not, you know, bringing it into action. So, you know, for me, that's very important, because as we mention all the time, we are an extension of God, Jesus Christ. And our time here, it is to try to live and think and be like Jesus Christ. We will never get to that point. But when you think about Jesus, when you think about God, the kingdom, it's excellence. It's greatness. You know what I'm saying? So we have to walk with that. We have to be a reflection as best as we can of God. So when you're walking in that light, things aren't the same anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, you're transformed as a being. And of course, we always speak of having your mind transformed and then everything else will follow. But when that transformation happens, you won't even be able to put words to it, because walking and floating above the surface, you're floating above ground, and God has elevated you and taken you to that next level. You know, so with that, just kind of, I'm not even going to say sit back. But also, once again, always be tapped into that electric source, you know, God. You know, once you get to that point, I'm telling you, life will look different. It will smell different. It will feel different. It will taste different. And you will start to walk around with a light that you never even knew that you had inside of you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And as you're doing that, as you're walking in the light, a.k.a. God, start to illuminate and glow, and people see that. And as you mentioned, that's a part of serving. You know what I'm saying? Once you get to that point and you really tap into your gift and you realize that your gift is there for the world, for other people, that's when you've reached that level, that glow. And in that, you're serving the world, but you're also leading by example.
You right. get what? You know I do, man. You're also leading by example.
So it's kind of like, good example. I don't really see them much in LA, but Firefly, you know, people will start to attach to you because of that light that's in you, which will also motivate and encourage and uplift them. They'll attach to you like fireflies attached to light. Have you ever seen fireflies go to the light source? And they just stick around it. It's like magic.
Yep.
It's what them. So once we
absolutely.
Get that's how you know we're like, okay, I really understand the whole kingdom thing.
You know what I love though, Niall, since we've been on this island, we've had a wonderful time. The people have been beautiful, right? And it's so funny that I don't know if it's the afro or the smile or the glasses, but I've had people come up and say, it's something about you. It's your energy. And immediately I stop them in their tracks. You'd ask my family, I'll tell them quickly. I wish I could be that smart. It is so him, honestly. And if what you have seen in me have caused you to either come over and say something, of course, I'm always nice and kind and receptive. But then it's my kind of leeway into telling them, let me tell you about a kingdom that I get to represent, you know? And it is so exciting to see people's eyes, they just kind of light up and they want to hear more. They want to hear more. So our being that example is not only a wonderful call to have on and in your life, it literally has nothing to do with religion.
No, not at all.
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing. So would you expound, or let's expound if we can, a little bit about taking religion out of kingdom so that the people who are saying, I don't want to be religious. I'm done. Religious people, you know, they just waiting to die. You know how people label us. How would you tell someone who is looking at what Naya is doing and saying, man, I know you just left. I know you just left Atlanta, and it's not even 5 years and you're doing stuff that people in LA, it takes them 5 years to do. Mm. What would you say on that?
Regarding religion, I don't think we're talking from a place of religion. And I'm not even sure if they would get that from hearing us talk, because as we're talking, you okay. hear us praise, you know, the creator. You hear us praise the creator of the kingdom and all. So like with that, the kingdom, as you said, you know, like when it comes to religion, it's almost like religion is like a middleman, you know, between and God. We are cutting that middleman out, because this is the connection between us and God. You know, it's direct. So you have to think about it like that. With that, you cut out of religion. You know, you focus on why you're here. You focus on that source. And as long as you focus on that source and you truly tap in and realize that, okay, the kingdom is God. The kingdom isn't religion. The kingdom isn't man-made. The kingdom was created by God. Once you understand that, then there's no need to explain anything to people. Because even with all your flaws, my flaws, everyone's flaws, people are still able to get to the core.
Yeah.
I still see God, even if it's just a slither of God in that person.
Amen.
Therefore, that's what's radiating. And I think about it like this. When you think about becoming a kingdom citizen, right? The basic and first step of that is transforming your mind. But I would also expound on it in a way where you know how difficult it is for someone to change. Do you know how difficult it is for someone's mindset to change?
Yes.
You're able to change. God is able to change someone's mindset, their way of life, their way of thinking, their lifestyle, and all of that. You can't even tell me that's not a great representation of power.
Man, because come on.
We're stubborn as human beings, so therefore we can talk about change all we want. That doesn't mean we openly invite it, because we know there's
absolutely
a process behind that. But you're telling me God is able to take us and our mess and all of our filth and the things that we have, the situations that we have created for ourselves. You're telling me that God is able to take us from that and elevate us to a place that we couldn't even see, even with foresight and our human knowledge. So like that should show you the amount of power that is in the kingdom and how much power the Creator has. Because
we absolutely
have, like, a streamline, just a slither of God's, you know, power. And in that, we're still able to help transform and uplift and encourage. Why wouldn't you want to be a part of that team? You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't you want to be a part of that crew? You know, you see what
absolutely
change someone's life and who they are. Like, why wouldn't you want to be around that kind of royalty?
Come on, man. You're about to make me get into the bottom of the hour. Don't you dare do this to me. I'm trying to be good here, Dials. I want to take a quick break to say thank you so, so very much for everyone who engaged with us on social media at Dr. Tanji Show, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your DMs and everything that you do to make us possible to come to you every Wednesday. Also, I want to thank everyone who joined me on Monday morning, even if it was just for, as Niall said, a slither of time. You joined on Monday, and we had an opportunity to say, hey, good morning, what you doing? Are you living from your soul? That's what the show is about on Mondays at 7:30-ish. And I see now, Niall, my coming here is...
Hey, are you there? You're going in and out. Okay. All right. So it seems like Dr. Tanji is frozen. So therefore, we are going to get into the world news, the global news. This past weekend, maybe not all of us, but, you know, folks celebrated July 4th. You know, we want to know what people did, what they did to celebrate the day, what they didn't do, things that they may have learned. Were you around family? Were you around friends? You know, that's what holidays and that's what, you know, those kind of events are for, you know, coming together, celebrating life, celebrating, you know, joy and being happy for the things that God has granted you with on a daily basis. Also, next, we have Sha'Carri Richardson. If you don't know her, she's an amazing track runner. I believe that she qualified for the Olympics. However, recently she was disqualified from the Olympics due to the usage of marijuana. You know, so hopefully she's able to represent us, you know, the U.S., you know, in the upcoming future. That would be amazing. That would be awesome. Also, the Olympics have adopted the whole no Afro swim caps. You know, it seems like when it comes to certain things regarding racial sensitivity and, you know, just being able to empathize and understand with someone who is outside of your ethnicity and of your understanding, it seems like there's still that maturation that needs to occur when it comes to that. But hey, each and every day, hopefully we're making strides to move forward in our thinking, our way of life, and our way of doing things. Also, the NBA Finals, the Suns versus the Bucks. The Suns won game one of the series. Now, I'm actually the Suns, you know, I am a Chris Paul fan. I feel like he's a great player and he has a lot to add to his team and his NBA, but he's just kind of been in situations where it was either him basically making all the main contributions to his team. And it's been a hard road for him, but he continues to excel, you know, on a personal level, you know, each and every place he goes. So I'm really happy that he was able to make it to the final series, the Bucks versus the Suns. And we'll see what happens with that. Okay, Fast 9 came out almost 2 weeks ago. And, man, it is the highest grossing movie during this whole COVID period. People were starting to get back into the movie theaters and so on. It made $500 million in 11 days. Wow.
Wow.
I am a fan of the franchise, and now that really makes me want to check it out. As we talked about last week with the Miami condos and so on, as time goes on, they're continuing to discover bodies, unfortunately. And, you know, the death toll is going up. I also saw the other day where the structure of a building, another building in Miami, was starting to rust at the foundation. So I'm like, yeah, you know, hopefully this doesn't happen again. And, you know, this is just, you know, something that makes us, you know, be more proactive when it comes to just checking out the buildings and doing the basics when it comes to restoration and also maintaining these buildings so people are safe and they stay alive. Also, next, we have the wonderful book that Dr. Tunji recently released. And can you tell me a little bit about that, Dr. Tunji?
Absolutely, man. I thank you so much for just keeping everything going, baby. The book was a labor of love. It was a book that was written. I had gotten to a point in my life, Niles, where I mentioned it before, I was on a 40-day fast. 17th day, maybe the 21st day of that 40-day fast, I got fed up. I said, no more. I can't read this Bible anymore. I can't go to this building anymore if I can't see him work in my life. I was having feel-good times on Saturdays, Monday through Saturday, right? Trying to figure out how life was going to be. But on Sundays, you couldn't beat me shouting. I got that feel-good sermon, but didn't know how to parlay anything in my life concerning the kingdom. And the book is, it has a litany of pearls. It's principle-based. It's designed, honestly, written so that you have someone, me, as your accountability partner. I said it once, I'll say it again. Purchase the book, all right? Give yourself 7 days to finish up the book. Study it along with your Bible. If you do not see evidence of God's kingdom working in your life from that book, DM me on any social media platform and I'll buy it back. every time I say that now, I get nervous. But it is a labor of love. The book is on Amazon and very soon to be released everywhere books are sold. Which brings us again to Talk to Tanji Monday, 7:30-ish.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. All right. And also Cadkina Publishing. I thought last week was their last week of sponsoring the show. They gave us another week. So if you have a book, an idea, or something, some kind of body of work that you feel like the world is waiting on it, give Bella, the copy editor of Cadkina Publishing, a call, 470-534-2216, or you can reach her at Bella, D as in doll, at cadkinapublishing.com. And that's all of my housekeeping stuff.
Hey, okay.
Hey.
It's all clean. Now I have a quick question because you've been mentioning that, you know, every week about Talk to Tunji, but could you just kind of elaborate on what Talk to Tunji is?
So, you know, why not see that one coming, Niles?
I'll just talk about it all the time. So, you know, like, let me know exactly what Talk to Tunji is.
Absolutely. Talk to Tunji was something that I needed in my life. All right. I needed someone when I had said, okay, I'm going to give up old ways of doing things, old mindsets. I needed someone, and I know it sounds crazy, right? Someone says, well, you should have had that in you. I'm still human too. I needed someone to tell me, you know what? You got this. And that's what that 60 seconds is for. Monday morning, you're getting ready to either go into your office or maybe you are a stay-at-home mom or whatever it is that you do in your life. It's that moment where girlfriend to girlfriend or friend guy to friend girl stop to say, you know what? I need to let you know that I'm thinking about you. I may not know you by name, but I want the absolute best for you. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about. It's just a quick way to encourage someone to get up and let's go.
Yep. Thank you for that.
You're absolutely welcome, sir. Did I answer your question?
That was a great answer. Now, I have a quick question, Tanji, since we're talking about this whole kingdom thing. Can you tell us about your transformation process as a mindset? Because I know, I believe you were also a part of the church and, you know, religion prior to the kingdom.
Yep.
So tell us about that process, because it ain't easy unlearning what you've been taught, what you see and what you're around and what has been indoctrinated and still being indoctrinated in you. So tell us about that process, because it definitely is a mindset process when it comes to transformation and a transformation of the soul.
Yes.
So tell us about it. Because when you're in a whole, you know, new way of life and a way of thinking, it's not easy.
No, it's not. And I'm glad you said that, Niles, because out of all house, which is honesty, openness, and sincerity, one of the hardest things that I had to do in my entire life, I thought being homeless, I thought having picked up and moved from this place to this place, or going after something that I really believe that these big hands were supposed to do, was hard. I even thought cancer 29 years ago was hard, and it was. Don't get me wrong. I'm not downplaying cancer.
Yep.
For those who are waiting on test results, or those who are in the throes of cancer, or maybe have lost someone to cancer.
Yeah.
I'm not making light of that. I'm merely saying one of the hardest things to do in life is to transform your mind.
Yeah.
I grew up in Mississippi in the 70s. All I knew was this Jesus Christ. All I know was this really big God in the sky. And I didn't know that you could literally have a relationship with him. I did not. I thought that was reserved for the preachers, or, you know, some bishop or somebody that was, you know, just kind of...
You know,
right. So that was really hard for me. I went from being able to figure things out to being so dependent on him to teach me this new way of thinking and this new way of living that I literally thought I was losing my mind, man. Because just 2 years ago, and I can say this unashamed, 2 years ago, I was homeless. How about that? But every Wednesday, I had to show up to that radio station, to LA Talk Radio, with a smile on my face. And my heart was breaking. But I was moving from, oh God, please, 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 to, okay, you said your kingdom has come. I accept it. Now show me how to live in this.
Yep.
I go from hotel to hotel, and it wasn't him trying to teach me a lesson. It was me governing with my heart, not being submissive to my husband. When he said, honey, save your money, I said, he can't tell me what to do. I'll be honest, I did. And now... 2 years later, that same God that allowed me to maintain my mind, but gave me a new mind, and that transformed my way of doing things, bruh. That same God can take you to a 10,000 square foot villa, and you're like, what? And it's not me boasting or bragging. No. I don't do that. I'm boasting and bragging in him. I am living a life, Niles, and for those who care to listen, I am living a life that I could not have dreamed it. I could not have. And every day for the rest of my life, as long as there's breath in my body. Not only am I going to be a demonstration of that kingdom, but I'm going to tell as many folk that will listen to me as possible to go from nothing to having five businesses, and it's him. It ain't me, bruh. I'm not that smart. It's him. But I now understand to whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah, that's true.
It is. So you got to go back and tell it. But here's the thing. Here's the secret. If people don't want to listen, you got to be okay with that. You do.
Yeah.
And I am. I am. Absolutely. So thank you so much for asking that question, man. That one, you got me on that one, Niles. Yeah. You really, really did. But
you said,
and,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, please.
You said you felt like you were losing your mind. And you also spoke about how you were trying to do certain things by yourself, and there's certain times you may have been avoiding and not remembering whose you are, right? So absolutely. With that, you say you lost your mind, right? And I'm like, maybe that was a good thing, because then that
allows
tap into God's mind and try to understand things from his perspective. And because we are human beings, we would never be able to fully grasp God's perspective and his mindset. But you're more open to it now.
You better believe I am, Niles.
His way is superior to your way of thinking. So
absolutely.
Maybe our minds and then tap into the ultimate mind. That might be better than, you know, it might be a better situation for you.
And it was. And it is. And every day, literally, I die. I die to my selfish ways. Every day, I die to me thinking that, okay, it's my smarts or my wits. No, my friend. It is so him, man. I can't even begin to explain to you when you literally tap in, and you know, we hear that a lot when people say tap in, but when you really go in there and tap in and ask him, if you know, old folks say, if you can use anything, can you use me? That was my prayer. What is it that you want me to do? Because this mediocre lifestyle is not working. How can I go around telling people, man, God is so good and he's so awesome, and you don't even believe it yourself?
about that. When it comes to, I'm not going to say religion as a whole or whatever else, like when it comes to certain churches or whatever, but a lot of us have adopted the mindset of being helpless. And, you know, we haven't adopted the mindset of abundance. And, you know, I know we talked about this the other day. We make it seem as if being wealthy or being prominent in particular areas of life and so on is something that's shameful, you know, or something that is looked down upon. And I'm like, when you think of God and how rich life can be with God and how rich, you know, God is, and just the understanding of God, why would God want you to live a life where you have less than, you know, he set out for you? And it's, that ties to the whole thing of what you said, like about mediocrity. And I'm like, why have some of us accepted, you know, less as the way to go? You know, because if you are tapped into God, then, and if you are a blessing, then therefore naturally blessings will also come your way. So it's like walking in the light, those things manifest, you know, from,
come on.
I've been tussling with that, because, you know, a lot of folks make it seem like, okay, life was meant for you to be a victim. You know, life was meant for you to always struggle and just be stuck in that mindset, having a poverty mindset and so on. I'm like, no, life is rich. Life can be rich if you are connected to the right source and mm-hmm. in the right way. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think we kind of like really have to dive into that.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up too, Niles.
That poverty mindset and so on, because we come from a superior God.
Come on, man. Absolutely.
Praise God. So therefore, if we're supposed to live life as best as we can, as being a reflection of him, mm-hmm. we need to go all out.
Right. I think a lot of times, Niles, and again, this is not to be offensive. This is what I have been able to kind of decipher and examine myself. A lot of times we get stuck at the cross.
Yeah.
We get stuck at Jesus. And I've said this before. Yes, he is Savior. If you accept him as Lord and Savior, you don't make him Lord of your life. You ask him to be Lord of your life, which means owner. Now that you're owned, okay, oftentimes you got to kind of move away from, okay, I'll have all of these atrocities. I'll have all of these things that happen to me. And when I die and go to heaven, life is going to be good. But what if God's kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, which is the expression of heaven on earth, what if that is part of your living?
Yeah,
I had to get away from, and that was hard, man. It's hard for people to get out of, please help me, please help me.
from the time that you were a baby up until being an adult.
Right.
You know, so it's to, you know, let that go. But, you know, you're really not getting what you can out of life, you know, when you're thinking like that. And I just think of it like this. Mm-hmm. If you walk in God's light, and if you use your gift in a way that edifies God, then he smiles.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not a bad thing.
No. No, it's not. Absolutely not.
That it's a part of our purpose, you know, why we're here, you know, to really make life for ourselves and those around us as rich as possible. And the seeds that we planted through God while we're here will last on for generations and centuries.
Absolutely.
You know? You think about the greats. People talk about them all the time. People mm-hmm. died 400, 500 years ago and so on. Why? It's because of those seeds that they left behind even after they were gone.
Even after they were gone. Absolutely.
That I'm talking about. And that richness comes from God when you are really operating mm-hmm. in God and in his kingdom.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Exercising your power, once again, if it's done to edify God and in God, that's not a bad thing. Now, I'm not saying be a tyrant. I'm not saying mm-hmm. exercise your power to have dominion and rulership over man and, you know, exercise mm-hmm. your own self agendas. I'm talking about when you're exercising your power from that place of righteousness, which is connected to God. It's a different mm-hmm. experience. It's a different that people experience. A different experience that you experience. It's a different life experience.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're absolutely right. Oh God, absolutely, man. You're so spot on right now, bro. I'm about to scream. I'm trying to be cool here, bro. But you're absolutely right, Niles. You really, really are. And I want to make certain that people understand. This is not you, okay, willing yourself to live these principles that we're talking about. I'm talking about the governor that's still in the earth. Remember, for those who are Bible scholars, our big brother Jesus did say, I gotta go so that the comforter will come. And I think we got lost in translation when we thought that the comforter was just for us to speak in unknown tongues or for us to shout. No, no, no. He's a teacher. He's a leader. He's a guide. We don't pray to him. We pray to him, and he allows the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit, to direct our path. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, case in point, this place where we are now, we had looked, my daughter and I, Ty, had been looking for a place, right, over here. And everywhere we found was maybe a two-bedroom or a two-bedroom, two-bath. But we knew, well, I knew in my heart, I wanted my family to come. Didn't know how I was going to do it, but I needed my family here. Because if you can go through what you went with me, through with me 2 years ago, why can't you look at the Caribbean Ocean from your balcony? So I said all that to say, I was going through, I said, you know what? Let me stop. I began to pray. And I said, Daddy, whatever your will is, but here's what I want. And sure enough, the 11th hour, I find this place, right? And my daughter had already said, you know, don't worry about it. We'll take care of the costs and what have you. Niles, this was more than I could have ever, my little bitty finite mind could have ever dreamed of, because he's that rich, he's that good, and it's for his glory, not for my gloating, you know? So why not? You said something to me in one of our cadence calls, and I want to share with those who may have struggled with this, all right? When God elevates you into the place that you're supposed to be in, please don't make excuses or try to explain to people who don't like you or won't listen to you anyway on what you're saying. I had a human moment, and I kept thinking, you know, Niles, I don't want to say anything about the billboards. I don't want to say anything about the article. And you kind of chastised me. You may not know that you did, but you did. And it wasn't anything disrespectful. It wasn't. It was you saying, wait a minute, hold up. And then you take it from there. Why don't you tell everyone what you said to me that really kind of kicked me and made me get back in line?
I mean, in essence, we have to walk in that glorification, you know, that edifies God and so on. And because you're coming from a place of abundance now, you are connected to the Creator and the kingdom. You know, as people see you, they're inspired, they're encouraged, and they're uplifted. And I'm just going to be straightforward. A lot of the times when it comes to the people who are saying that you're bragging and you think you're this and that, you don't. Like, you're not even thinking about that. You're just, you know, worried about spreading and enriching people's lives and the world around you, you know. But with that, we can't worry the folks who are saying you think you're this and you think you're that and you're bragging, because the people who are at a particular level or the people who have made, who may have surpassed us, they're clapping, they're cheering us on. You know what I'm saying? And people are able to look at you as like, I want to be that, or I want to be like that thing that is inside that person, which is God. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. And
we get to,
yes, I do.
We avoid sharing certain things that are a blessing from God because of our walk with God. Then we're not building a testament regarding God's power and his place in our lives. So should we live small because of those people who, and no disrespect to those people, but because of those people who have a particular mindset that might be small, or because you've surpassed them, or because they could never fathom being in the place and witnessing the things that you are witnessing that have been put there by God, because they can never fathom that, they're chastising you. Like, that does not make sense. And basically, you neglect yourself and you neglect the world of showing the world that this is God's light. This is what God can do. So if anything, you are being a vessel. So I wouldn't worry about the people who are saying you think you're this and stop bragging or whatever else. That's a mindset of poverty. That's the mindset. That's the mindset of having less. We're all here to, well, we should be here to cheer each other on so we can, you know, blossom and plant seeds into one another in this world, because that's what God put us here for.
Absolutely.
Because I have the audacity to know who I am within myself and who I am within God. And because I'm starting to shine, baby, you know what I'm saying? our light is God. You're telling me that I need to stray from that or run from that because it makes you insecure.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Come on, man. That's a whole conversation. Yeah. But you're absolutely right, though. And it was, I toy with it, but it was that conversation, Jesse, what, yesterday, the other day, that really, I had to go back and tell Stace. I'm like, hey, let me tell you what Nelson I talked about, you know, because you coming from someone, and I hear me when I say this, you left corporate America. You know systems, right? You know modalities. Leaving that to come for something that you knew that you were destined to do, and you just did it, coming from you, that means everything to me. Not.
Okay, so I think she's frozen again. But, you know, that conversation is needed because a lot of the times we dumb ourselves down. And when we dumb ourselves down, we're not allowing ourselves to be a testament and to be a light, you know, on the behalf of God. We're not allowing ourselves to be that true representation that is needed for other people to see. Because people need examples. People need testaments and so on. And who are we to deny the world and people of that? And, you know, especially if we're coming from the point of, I am operating in God. I am not operating in self. And when you get to that point of, I am operating in God, then that noise, what people have to say, the scrutiny and the criticism, it gets to a point where it doesn't matter because you remember your objective. You will remember the reason why you are here. And once again, it's all about edifying God and allowing God's light to shine through us. So why would we let another man, you know, stop us from giving that to the world, to our brothers and sisters? That's what it's all about. Now, I will say in that, sometimes we have to check in, you know, with ourselves to kind of evaluate where certain actions and certain mindset is coming from. Is this mindset, is this thing that I'm doing, is it bragging if I am in it for myself and I have my own self agenda and I want attention and I want people to look at me as a certain way? Are you coming from that place, or are you coming from the place of, I am so excited about my relationship with God. I am so excited about my connection with God. I am so excited for this transformation that has, you know, transpired in my life, which has just changed my world and lit up my world. I am so excited about that thing to the point that I want other people to know, because I want them to share that glory as well. I want them to share that experience. I want them to get that richness out of life. But you can't get that richness out of life if you are not in tune and you are not connected to the Creator and the kingdom. That's where true richness comes from. That's where true value comes from, true worth. That's what it's about when it comes to this kingdom thing. And when you really tap into this kingdom thing, I'm telling you, your mindset will change, your life will change, the way you walk will change, the way you talk will change, and life will just be much sweeter, the way you look at life, the way you feel about life. All that will change, and you will get to a place in your life where you just wake up each and every day with just a sense of joy and just ready to go, you know, ready to do work, because that's the light, and that's everything that God put inside of you. That's just, it's revealing itself. It's starting to come out. So as that happens, you want to have a deeper and more meaningful relationship with that thing in you that has been put there by God. I'm telling you, it will change your world and it will change your life. And that's pretty much the show for today. I'm guessing Dr. Tunji had issues with, you know, her connection, which is all good because we feel her in spirit, you know, here still. And, you know, we just welcome you guys to come back again next week. We're going to be talking about the kingdom. We're going to be talking about changing the world through the kingdom and changing your lives through the kingdom. If you want to follow us, not if you want to follow us. Please do follow us at Dr. Tunji Show on Instagram. And this is all about the kingdom experience, people. I'm telling you, you want to tap into that because it's changed my life and it's changed Dr. Tunji's life. Until next week, next Wednesday. See you again, people. Have a wonderful day.
It's time for the Dr. Tunji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tunji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tunji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tunji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tunji.